Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Monday, April 22nd, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. This morning, nominations were announced for the 2024 Drama League Awards at the New York Public Library for the Performing Arts, recognizing the best Broadway and off-Broadway achievements of the season. The Drama League Awards are the oldest theatrical honor in America, and the only major theatrical award voted for by the entire theater community. 54 acting nominees were announced today for the coveted Distinguished Performance Award, which an actor can only win once in their career. Many Tony Awards hopefuls heard their names called, as 10 Broadway musicals from this season were announced in the Outstanding Production of a Musical category, and 5 Broadway plays were nominated in the Outstanding Production of a Play category. According to BroadwayNews.com, of the 32 Broadway productions acknowledged, 22 of them received multiple nominations. The revival of Merrily We Roll Along received 5, the most of any Broadway show. An Enemy of the People, Appropriate, Cabaret, Gutenberg the Musical, Stereophonic, Suffs, and Uncle Vanya received 4 nominations each. Winners will be announced during a lunchtime ceremony on May 17th. And finally today, 3 shows officially opened on Broadway last weekend. On Friday, David Adjemi's new play Stereophonic opened to widespread acclaim at the John Golden Theater. The piece is set in a recording studio and follows a mid-1970s rock band on the verge of their breakthrough, creating their latest album. Naveen Kumar wrote the New York Times Review, calling Stereophonic a fly-on-the-wall study of how people both need and viciously destroy each other. The limited run was just extended to August 18th. On Saturday night, the musical Hell's Kitchen, based on Alicia Keys' coming-of-age story and set to some of her biggest hits, opened its doors at the Schubert Theater following a buzzy run last fall off-Broadway at the Public Theater. Most of the reviews were ecstatic, Elizabeth Vincentelli of the New York Times calling it thrilling from beginning to end, one of the rare must-sees in a crowded season. And on Sunday, a highly anticipated immersive revival of Cabaret starring Eddie Redmayne and Gail Rankin opened at the August Wilson Theatre. A critical smash in London when it opened there in late 2021, it was received much more divisively across the pond. Jesse Green of the New York Times was mixed, saying it rips the skin off the iconic 1966 Candor and Ebb musical. Cabaret has a distinctive profile already. The extreme one offered here frequently defaces it. Too often, a misguided attempt to resuscitate the show breaks its ribs. And that's Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.